Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys, why is it if I donate a kidney, I'm a hero, but if I walk in with a bag of five of them, they call the cops?
What, are you making a pie?
It's on the back of my license.
It's the perfect joke for you.
I'm donating organs. They ain't mine, but I'm donating them.
Hey, man, welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the BBB, the Big Bad Broadcast. And I'm here for the Big Bad Broadcast studio in the middle of nowhere. And we got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the topics of the day. We're
going to talk about
anything that comes to our mind with two of the funniest people in show business. We got Mike Grief.
Hey, the topic of the day. I don't know what the topic of the day is, so I'll wait until you guys tell me, and then I'll talk about it.
And we have Craig, the Chef Mitchell.
It sounds like a Jeopardy category. Topic of the day.
Topic that could be anything. I mean, it depends on your point of view. You know, if you're a hermit, your topic of the day is, you know, what am I going to hunt today? You know,
back on the Today Show in the 50s. And the topic of the day is.
Or if you're a moonshiner.
Oh, there you go.
Know, what? I don't get that show. You know, I mean, Brian Reagan, I saw, did a whole comedy bit on that. He goes, why do they have moonshiners? Didn't they know they have liquor stores?
is there a show called Moonshiners?
Yeah. And there's like moonshiners, like contest. Who's got the best moonshine?
By the way, Brian Reagan, outstanding. I watched the series Louder Milk. I don't know if you guys saw that, but Brian Reagan is on it and he's fantastic. Just fantastic.
My Facebook friend Jackie Flynn is on Louder Milk.
Oh, who does she play on Louder Milk?
It's a guy.
It's a guy.
Well, it's a guy.
Which Jackie, guy? Which
like
guy?
Jackie Gleason. Like Jackie Gleason, not Jackie Onassis.
Which guy? Which guy?
He's a guy who looks like a cop from Boston. I don't know. He's
a guy who looks like a cop.
Stand-up
from Boston.
Comedian. You don't know Jackie Flynn?
I never even heard of the show.
What am I supposed to know? Every stand-up comedian in the
you
world?
Guys are, yeah, you guys. I mean, I know. I stay abreast. And for a gay guy, that's hard to do.
I walk by a mirror, and I don't recognize myself. I'm supposed to recognize guys.
You guys want to see a great show, a great series?
Yeah.
Love and Death.
What?
What is it? What is
love
it?
Love and Death on Mac.
Love and Death.
That's my love life, period.
Sounds like a show I'd like.
It's really good. I won't even tell you anything about it. I'm telling you, it's one of those ones where it's like as soon as one ends, you got to watch the next one. It's really good. My daughter recommended it to me. I think it's on Max. It's really good.
Max. You know what? I got right. See, I trade because I had Hulu. We got rid of Hulu. Now I got Netflix. So it's like whenever something comes out, I want to see. You know, so I got Prime and I got Netflix. And then if something comes out I want to see on a different thing, I get rid of Netflix and I get that because I'm not going to pay for all of them. I don't even want to pay for Netflix. But
at this point, cable is a lot fucking easier. It's like, yeah, I got
you know,
Netflix,
I was thinking I about
Peacock.
This.
You don't got Peacock, I got Paramount.
I was thinking about this the other day. What's it going to be, Larry the Internet Guy?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Larry the Internet. Larry the streaming guy.
It's got to be Larry the Internet.
No, the streaming
Larry
guy.
The streaming guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's come on now. The only streaming Larry is doing is in the bathroom, and that's a weak stream.
You're done.
Come on, Larry. Larry's got to be in his 70s now, right?
No, he's not that old. He's about my age.
Really? That's it?
I'm 63. What the hell am I talking about? Yeah, so yeah, he's probably in his 70s.
No, he's older than Larry's in his 70s, probably.
You know, have you ever seen that guy's full set?
No, because I've never been in the men's room with him. Anyway, let's stop that.
He's a low hanger. No, I saw his full set. That guy's brilliant. He's really good.
All of those guys. Those are Jeff Foxworthy. Really What's his name? Tater Salad, Ron White.
I love Ron White.
Larry the Cable Guy. Tater Salad. They're brilliant. They didn't, you know, they made it big because they're brilliant.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people discount Larry the streaming guy because, you know, but he is his set. No, that's like tight as shit.
People always made fun of Carrot Top. You know, yeah, Carrot Top's got one of the funniest shows in Vegas.
Because of props. You know, I'm sorry. I used to do props when I started. I love doing props. They're fun.
I think
you know
they make fun of Carrot Top, but more not because of his act, more because of his personality, who he is.
Because of his Carrot Top.
And I love Carrot Top. He's been on the show. We love him.
He's a friend of the show.
But he's an odd personality.
You know that he has done 9,000, almost 800 shows in Vegas?
Really? So he's about ready to start headlining soon.
I personally think he'll hit 10,000 and call it a day.
You think so? Yeah, you think he's counting shows?
Why would he?
He's in Vegas. I'm counting shows. I'm counting shows.
Shows. I mean, it comes up every show as a counter before the show, you know.
Raymond, let's play cards.
I don't know. Why would he quit?
Craig,
man?
I finished your series you told me to watch.
Which one did I tell you? Reacher?
Sure.
What'd you think?
That's great.
It is great.
The last one where he calls the guy in jail, he goes, "You got a text coming in." And the guy goes, "What's it say?" He goes, "Hide and duck." He comes through the wall with a pickup truck.
Yeah. See, dude. I'll watch it when the series is over and I can binge the whole thing.
It's over.
But it's got a third season coming too.
I just started season two.
The opening scene of season two, I think I've watched it about 40 times. The one where he's behind the woman at the ATM. Holy crap. I love that. I just love that. I won't give it away. But.
As a spoiler, it's great. It tells the whole story.
Well, you guys are sports. I'm not a big sports fan, Mike.
There's a woman at an ATM, and she's like really shaken, and she's nervous. She's
bruised.
And she keeps taking out money.
Which is every woman who's in front of me at an ATM.
And he says to her, he goes, "Don't turn around." He goes, "Don't turn around. Just answer me this question." He goes, "Have you been carjacked?" And she goes, "Yeah, my kid's in the car."
He looks, he sees the car.
He sees the car, goes, "Is it that black SUV, that black whatever SUV on the corner?" And she goes, "Yes." And he goes, "All right, don't go anywhere."
Wait. The line he said, which is the best line, he goes, "Stay here. This won't take long."
Yeah. Mike, you would love this guy. He walks up to the window and just punches in the window.
As he's walking towards the SUV, he's wrapping his coat around his fist.
Right.
The guys yell at the kid, "You want to see your fucking mother here, baby?" And he just goes, smash. And he beats the fuck out of the guy.
The neck and starts slamming his head into the car door.
Does what I don't know. That's like the movies.
Like
is he his own entity or is he working with the cops or is he
I think he's like, he was like some sort of.
Special, a military guy. He was like a
military.
He was a special ops. He was a special ops in military.
Right. It was Tom Cruise was the character originally in the movies.
Tom Cruise is really nothing like the Reacher in the book.
But Tom Cruise is amazing. Those Reacher movies were pretty good with Tom Cruise.
Oh, this is even better. I'm sorry. I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I agree. This guy is like 6'5".
Don't mess with Tom Cruise.
How about the scene? There's a scene.
I'm not listening. You're talking against Tommy Cruise.
No, wait. This guy, the actor, Alan Ritchson,
That guy is huge.
He wrote a letter to Tom Cruise thanking him for allowing him to continue the Reacher franchise. That's how good the nice guy this is. So he's got Tom Cruise's blessing.
He's 6'5", and he's buff as shit. He's like... He's like the.
He's like a Mike Grief wannabe. I get it.
He's like the Rock.
Well, he's more buff than the Rock.
See, buff is shit.
Nuts.
They're talking about him being the next Batman now.
How about the time he's in the car with the Russian guy, whatever, and he says to them in Russian, "Yeah, I got this big ape in the back seat."
And then he
speaks Russian.
That's a mistake. That's a mistake. You don't want a big guy to be Batman. You don't need a big guy to be Batman. The whole thing about Batman is that he's got the technology. He's got the smarts. He's got the suit that's bulletproof. He doesn't need to be
Iron Man. That's not Batman.
No, it's still Batman too. Batman is more smart, more intelligent, more. I mean, it's just strange and occult.
How come Batman was never accused of being a vampire?
He was.
Oh, because he did not drink the blood.
When Man-Bat was terrorizing Gotham City, they thought it was Batman turning into a bat and becoming.
There's a question now. I wonder if now what's his name, the creator of Batman, DC Comics, the
Bob Kane.
Bob Kane. I wonder if when he created Batman, was he thinking vampires, kind of a that kind of a thing?
I don't know. You know? We'll never know. I don't know.
We'll never know.
Well, you ever seen vampires recently since Sunday?
Vampire.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because Morbius, man, you ever see that? They made a movie out of that. I remember the comic
when it was a comic book,
and I loved it. Morbius, talking about vampires. But, you're a vampire expert now, John?
John Tarantino, vampire killer.
So my friend Scott, who was supposed to be on the show today, but he got a little work emergency, he calls me up on Sunday.
The vampires got him.
You know, he calls me up on Sunday and says, would you come to Orlando with me? And I go, yeah, why? And he goes, well, I saw some stuff on Marketplace for sale, and I don't know, it could be a little sketchy. So
he drags you into it. It could be a little sketchy. We might get murdered. Will you come with me, John?
I know. What a friend. I'll buy you lunch.
If we don't die, I'll buy you lunch.
Buy you lunch. So we go there. It's in this really sketchy neighborhood. And we're driving along. And all of a sudden, we're driving really slow. And I go, I think that's the house. And we hear this redneck. I go, hey, Scott, is that you? I go, oh, man. So Scott goes,
Banjo music. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. He goes, yeah, we're here to... We're here to look at what you have. And he goes, all right, come over to the back of my car.
Okay.
All right.
Which is where I keep all my good stuff.
He comes up to the back of the car and he goes, this is the witch box.
The witch box.
And he had this box that looked like a big briefcase. And then it was a Ouija board and like 1930 handcuffs and like these beads that you throw.
Gee, what's sketchy about this?
Well, wait. I go, what's that? And he goes, like, matter of fact, he goes, that's a vampire hunting kit. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, it's a vampire hunting kit.
Everyone should have one.
So,
I have one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go, really? And he goes, yeah. So it's inside a hollowed book.
Okay.
I bought it, by the way. It's inside a hollowed book.
Come on, who's crazier? The guy who's selling it or John who buys it?
The trunk.
Inside a hollowed out book, and inside is two like six inch crosses with points on them.
Mm-hmm.
Two spikes for the heart, a set of rosary beads, a pistol with ceramic shells.
A real pistol?
Yeah.
He's got it. John's got it.
I got it. No. So listen,
he bought this shit.
Wait a minute. You said ceramic shell. Does that kill a...
You need something bold to kill a werewolf.
All right, I'll read. I had to decipher all this stuff because it was all written on parchment paper.
Right.
And it was all written in ink and it all kind of...
So this is old. This isn't a modern vampire killing.
So I had to photograph every paragraph, run it through Photoshop, and put filters on it.
To read it.
I'm crazy. All right. The tools of my kits and their uses. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Two wooden stakes, parentheses, right. Oak. Please send them deep into the heart of the vampire to destroy him. Study the charts I've enclosed to find exactly where the heart is. And there is an anatomy chart. Cross stakes. Use to pin the evil beast to the ground through his hands or clothing to keep him from rising up.
This isn't the game of Operation.
A set of rosary. A set of rosary beads.
Does this also work on Lauren Boebert? Just
It won't work on Marjorie Taylor Greene. You need a silver bullet.
A
set of rosary beads can easily warn to protect the vampire hunter from his foe. A pistol. Vampires can be killed by a shot to the coffin as they rest with a ceramic ball.
I just want to ask one question. You're an expert. Why do rosary beads repel a vampire? And what is with crosses why are they afraid of Christians?
I kind of resent this because I have a ceramic ball too. But
listen to this. This is in the kit. A vat of holy water, deadly to the undead, can be thrown on the creature or poured down his mouth while he sleeps.
There you go. Come on, how unsport? That's so unsportsmanlike. You're going to pour it down his mouth while he's sleeping.
A vat of garlic powder used to ward off vampires can be also poured.
Or to spice up your lasagna.
Yeah, I'll just give him my lasagna. He'll do the same thing.
He just stole my joke. He just stole my joke. Can be also poured in the mouth of a sleeping vampire or on their pizza.
On the pizza.
How about this? A vat of mustard seeds. When poured out, a vampire is compelled to count each and every seed before proceeding. This is an excellent way of keeping a vampire from returning to his coffin after sunrise. Who has any idea that vampires had OCD?
It's rain vampire. Yeah.
There's one word.
132 mustard seeds. Yeah.
One word. Definitely. One word. Florida. Yeah. Florida. Oh. I'm saying.
All right. So listen. I have a couple of other chapters here if you'd like. I have a couple of other chapters here if you find this.
Oh, my God.
You know,
recognize,
John.
All right, here it is. I'll give you a couple of things in case you're interested. You got either recognizing a creature of the night or powers of the undead.
Well, here's the first question. Do you believe in vampires? Do you believe there's actually such a thing as a vampires?
No.
Well, let me just say something. I have actually killed a vampire. Oh, wait. I'm dyslexic. It was an umpire. Never mind. Go ahead.
You bought right, a kit so to I'd kill vampires.
Recognizing the creature of the night
right.
or the powers of the undead.
No, I've seen some creatures of the night. Trust me, you don't want to get bitten by them either.
All right. The first step in ridding yourself of a vampire is to recognize the traits common to most of their below. You'll find a brief introduction to what they look like when you suspect someone of being one of the undead. When reviewing the suspected creature of the night, one must pay particular attention to its appearance. First, one should check for fangs, longer than usual fingernails, red eyes, frail complexion, and most horrid breath.
It's Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm telling you.
Or a Transylvanian accent.
One should watch with great intense their habits as they will give clues to their true nature. The vampire will seldom discuss religion or spiritual topics, wow. which a great repeal than their values would expect.
Oh, I might be a vampire.
They live in a location of building deemed unholy and evil by others. The vampire will only be seen out at night, will avoid light of any cost. The undead will also avoid bright lights of any kind. The vampire will exhibit little or no appetite, thriving only for the blood of others.
That goes for all the undead, John.
Listen to this. A vampire will not enter a domicile without an invitation by the owner of the residence.
Well, yeah. Well, we learned that in Fright Night.
No. See, listen, that's why you never, like, if you see the undead, you never, like, offer them a sandwich. They don't.
No,
that's
why I got no vampires in my house. I never invited one in.
Did you ever see the movie Fright Night, the original one back in the 70s or 80s?
No.
One of the best vampire movies ever. And that's the thing. The kid is a vampire living next door, but he feels safe in his house because a vampire can't enter your house unless you invite him. He comes home from school one day and his mother's like, oh, have you met a new neighbor? I invited him over for coffee. He turns around and he goes, hi, Charlie. He's like, no. Oh, it's awesome.
Well, not an invitation to the owner or resident, nor will he or she, I've encountered many female vampires, will also exhibit extraordinary strength and cat-like footsteps. The stench of death surrounds them.
Mm.
Somebody had a good time writing this.
So you can make some money coming really out with a vampire cologne.
It is well written.
It's really well written.
Yeah.
But it psychosis comes to mind. So
vampires won't come into you unless you invite them in. Uh-huh.
So John, was this guy who's selling? Do you think this guy who's selling this out of the trunk of his car in that sketchy neighborhood? Do you think he was serious?
I don't know. He made up some excuse about how his brother-in-law that died of a vampire bite. No, his brother-in-law that died. collected movie props. But I didn't see any, you know, this guy, the guy who wrote all these letters, his name is Phineas L. Leghart. And when Mike and I looked it up, I called Mike when I got home. When I looked it up, all I keep getting is, I say,
Leghart. I say, well, unfortunately, I keep my feathers numbered for such an emergency.
I love
it's really
See, I don't know about Dracula. Like, I like the Dracula movie, like the old whatever. But when I was a kid, Frankenstein. Now, Frankenstein, that was... So I guess he'd be, a zombie? What would you consider Frankenstein?
Just a reanimated monster.
Well, no, he was a human. He was pieces of human. We call him a monster.
Well, I don't know.
He could have been the nicest guy around. Hey.
He was amalgamated. He was from many different parts.
There you go.
He was like a rat rod.
Yeah, maybe he was like a peacemaker. He was a peacemaker.
And he was Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein.
Have you guys ever seen a rat rod?
Yes.
Like a car show?
Yes. I live in California, John. You see them.
Coolest thing. I was at a car show once, right? And this guy next to me had the coolest rat rod I've ever seen. The mirrors were held on with welded on crescent wrenches.
Nice.
Came out. And the best part about it was in the engine block, he had a huge meat thermometer. And I like sticking up, like bent towards him. And he looks at me seriously and he goes, "Yeah, when it's on well done, she's running beautiful.
She's running beautiful."
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to this. This is the last thing, and I won't bore you with it anymore. So inside this box is a folded-up letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "My dearest friend, it is with a heavy heart I write to you and impart to you this package included with this letter. I'm sincerely saddened and worried about the news of your recent plight concerning the undead. I regret I will be unable to comply with your request that I make haste to your domicile and the dispatching of this loathsome creature of the night. If it were not for my immediate and urgent need to be in the country of Transylvania, I would be there in body and spirit as well. I've included with this letter one of my kits used in the unmaking of these most vile creatures. I've also included writings and charts. You may find some use in this matter. Read the papers I've included completely and carefully because they contain knowledge of identifying, dispensing the wretched beasts. It is imperative that you understand the ways and their methods of these true creatures prior to doing any battle, if you have any chance of survival. I assure you that this package I have sent contains tools that I have crafted myself and have been used by me successfully many times in the disposal of many of these wretched beasts. I've enclosed the implements of my trade in a false book, allowing them to be undisclosed until they are needed. The tools are well worn, but have served me well. My thoughts and prayers are with you in your undertaking. Should you survive, I will see you on my return. May God be with you. Phineas T. Leghart, Vampire Hunter. Oh,
Vampire Hunter. I'm Van Helsing.
I can see some crazed maniac getting a hold of this, getting out the cross, and going after Taylor Swift. I can just see that.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what. If it is a movie prop, if anyone out there who's listening to the show recognizes any of this from a film, because we don't, write in. Which is the best email, Craig?
Oh, that would be the bbbradio@gmail.com.
bbbradio@gmail.com. Write us and let us know that what film you think it's from. That, because I'd be curious to know.
Radio.
Yeah, there's pages.
The BBB Radio.
There's pages more about how he became a vampire hunter. His uncle and his father were in Europe on business when they were taken, and he was able to break the leg off a chair and use it as a spike to download.
So somebody went into a lot of detail. Just a lot of, I mean, for a movie prop, which you're not going to describe it in a movie, you'll just see it. Somebody, if it is a movie prop, actually, somebody went into great detail on how to kill a vampire and the tools you need.
Have you ever seen Abraham Lincoln, Vampire?
I saw it a long time ago. It was actually a pretty decent film.
It was funny.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
They had a sense of humor about it too, which I liked.
It's really interesting when you read it. And the problem was, like I said, it's like, I guess maybe like a 5x7 book size page.
Right.
It's all written in really fancy script. And it's so old. The pages are all like aged and worn that it's so hard to read. So I had to put each paragraph into Photoshop, and then I had to put in like
filters and
change the stuff to bring up the text so that I could read it.
Was it really old or was it aged?
I think it's aged. But
it was like one of those things where you get like my copy of the Declaration of Independence.
I don't know. The only thing
age, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing about this is if I were gonna age something, I'd still make sure you could read it, but it seems like it faded away to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Maybe it's an old thing.
Part of the thing too.
Well, Craig mentioned the Taylor Swift. Did you guys see that 49ers game?
I did.
Yeah.
That was some game. I mean, like I wrote them off. And I'm not a big football fan. I'm not, but I was, you know, we're gonna watch the lead up, and so I was watching that game and it was just amazing.
I wanted Detroit so bad.
Well, it's so funny. I watched the game and then it was 17-0.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is over.
Wasn't it 21-0 or 24?
That was like by
half. At one point it was 17-0. I was like, ah, this is over. Yeah. So I started doing something else, and then I go, let me check out the score to see how bad they lost. And I'm like, oh my God, there's 5 minutes left. They put it up the last 5 minutes.
It was really something else. It was amazing.
34-31, which is like, you know, you can't really say that they choked, but they certainly didn't hold the lead. I mean, the 49ers are strong.
Do you think that the 49ers won the game, or was it what the Lions lost the game?
Both.
Both? Yeah.
Well, you're looking at the number one seed, and they just got their shit together in halftime and came out and just overwhelmed the Lions. I think the Lions' defense was tired.
Is that the game where the guy fumbled going over into the end zone? Or is that the game before?
Yeah, well, I...
Flowers? Who is Flowers on?
Flowers?
Was that the
Flowers
Ravens?
On the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yeah, he was the whole offense the whole year, and he lost the game.
Oh, because he fumbled it. Well, yeah, and gave it back to
the team. He fumbled twice going into the end zone.
Yeah. Well, you know, Taylor Swift.
But the 49ers can't win the Super Bowl because we're going against Taylor Swift in the game. So she's quarterback. She's quarterbacking.
Plus, every commercial has got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid in it, too. So
how about wait? Let's go back with this right wing conspiracy that's going on. Right now.
Another one?
Yeah. The new one is that her boyfriend, what's his name? Kelsey?
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah, Travis Kelsey. He's a spokesman. He did a commercial for Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Getting vaccinated.
Getting the vax multiple. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she is telling her fans to vote for Biden.
Yeah. So.
Right? And she's got a hell of a lot of fans.
19.7 billion fans.
But you know, don't forget, John, don't discount that, you know, the Republicans have Kid Rock.
Oh,
and Ted,
shit.
And Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent has at least 7 or 8 fans.
And Scott Baio.
Scott Baio, who has another 10, 12 fans. You know.
So anyway, so their big thing right now, started by Vaswamy, whatever his name is.
Salami Wami.
He says that the NFL is fixed. They fixed this entire season so that they could, so Taylor Swift and Kelsey could be in the Super Bowl so they could promote Biden.
You know
they
what?
Must I really count on their people being incredibly
stupid.
Can you
imagine how many people it would take to pull off that?
They you know what, though?
Every football player in the entire NFL is going to go, all right, well, I'll tank this one because.
You know what? If you got to have a brain in your head, you can't pay attention to these morons. Let them believe whatever they want to believe. It's like, I'm not going to invest any kind of emotional stuff into people that believe, you know, that Bigfoot is going to be quarterbacking for the Chiefs on the game. You know, it's like, give me a break. It's beyond stupid.
I got to tell you something. If that's true, you know, let's say it's true that there's some kind of mass conspiracy for that to happen, I'd still be good with it. I don't care.
No.
How about this?
Well, did you know? No, JFK Jr. is coming back. He's going to play he's going to play
for
this. This guy on Fox News actually said, and who ever heard of this guy, Kelsey, before Taylor Swift?
Yeah, what? Right.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right. Like this guy just came out of nowhere.
The Kelsey brothers.
I'm sure Pfizer said, give me a football player that nobody ever heard of.
That nobody heard of, so he can influence. You know what? It's like I said, it's so incredibly stupid. It's they've become nothing but They're parasites, and they're just trying to make money off of any way they can. They have no morals. They have no, you know, and they understand that the people who are believing them are just beyond.
Are you talking about the Kelsey brothers?
I don't know. No, I'm talking about people who believe Fox News. It's just how stupid can you possibly be? No, I agree.
The Kelsey brothers are the best thing to happen to football since pigskin. And I mean that.
They what's so funny to me too is what's just so crazy is, you know, fans get crazy like when they, you know, when her boyfriend scores or whatever and they show a quick scene of her in the skybox. Like in a 3-hour game, maybe yeah. they
three times
30 seconds of her. But oh, that's enough not to watch the game. You know,
hey, they also showed a shirtless picture of Jason Kelsey. I was a fan of that.
You know what? If you have somebody who has 100 million fans in the, they show them. If you know what I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like when you're watching basketball. If Jack Nicholson's in the court, they show Jack Nicholson. It's like
and there's no big deal with that, right? No. What about Spike Lee at the Knick games? You know,
yeah, it's like you show it because it's an attraction. But it's like it becomes some conspiracy with. Just like I love now, they're talking about. Oh, we need to retaliate on Iran. We need to do this. And yes, we do. But I love, like, you mean the way we should retaliate the way Trump retaliated and bombed Russia when Putin was putting hits on U.S. military men. We should retaliate like that, right?
Did that happen? Was I sleeping?
No, he didn't do nothing. He kissed his ass.
That's a big game.
You know.
He believed him. He believed he did nothing.
Over the CIA, the FBI, the Homeland Security, everyone. Vladimir Putin more than I believe. It's like
the good news is
the only bombs that Trump. So, I'm sorry.
Wait, the start of this conspiracy is that Taylor Swift sold her book. I guess that's all your music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her catalog.
That is financed by Soros.
Oh, so it's obvious now. She wasn't she didn't want to make money.
That's the only reason why she's political and making a statement for Biden.
Bullshit. Yeah,
that's the only reason. You know, it's like you said, you don't hear somebody say, like, I love that, say, whoa, stick to singing. Well, why don't you tell Joe Rogan, stick to being funny, or tell all these other people that are right-wing morons, stick to what doing.
John Voight.
Yeah, stick to acting. Stick to what, you don't see them saying that when it's on somebody who's promoting their insanity. You know, and they're accusing Taylor Swift of doing something she's not even doing. She's just spouting her beliefs. She's not out there, which I hope she does. I hope she comes out and starts marching and having rallies.
Why would you? This is the Trump theory, right? You're going to court against a judge and you fucking make fun of him. You tell everyone he's an asshole. You tell everyone, and this is the guy who's going to sentence you.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense at all?
In his sick mind, it does. Because then he can say, he's going to persecute me because nobody likes Trump.
You have a person with, I have no idea how many fans Taylor Swift has, but a hell of a lot. So why would you, like, all she's saying is go out and vote, register, vote for Biden. So why would you piss her off? Like make up all the shit. What do you think? She's not going to do that now?
Did you hear though? He said he's more popular than her. No, see, she has fans. You have zombies. It's like we talk about the occult. It's just undead that follow him.
This is what turned me onto this whole Taylor Swift phenomena. There was a video on a plane of these people coming back from a concert in the Southwest flight, and the entire plane started singing her songs. Entire plane.
Listen, like, I can't say that I know any of her music. I don't know. You know, it's a different generation. It's a generational thing.
I don't know her music either, but I like her. I do.
But you know what? It's like my father didn't understand my music. It's like trying to get him to, hey, Dad, listen to this Led Zeppelin. You know what I mean? It wasn't going to happen.
Plus, she's great to her. She gives her crew millions of dollars in bonuses. She's great to her fans. She's great for the environment. She's always.
You know why they don't like her? Because she's a woman.
For the people who are marginalized, she's really a
powerful woman, and they don't like powerful women.
Well,
they don't like. Yeah, the other thing too is like they were talking, they were going, "Oh, she's all about the environment," yet she has a private jet to go from gig to gig. It's like, yeah, she does because she probably can't get there commercially.
That's it.
Right.
And she probably does other things supporting, helping the environment that out counterbalance whatever the hell she's burning in fossil fuels. It's like, you know, that it's just zombieism. It's really just blind leading the
stupid.
But
she's a target now because she's I would safely say she's at the zenith of a career at this point. I can't imagine it getting much bigger, but I suppose it could. But I mean,
she gets paid more per show than the entire 3-day Woodstock.
I thought you could say the three of us. I thought you could say the three of us.
Days
I
really did. Of Woodstock. You know, Sean and I Woodstock only made $250.
And back in 1969, that was like making $400 today.
I got no problem with that either.
Hendrix got $7,500. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young got $5,000.
But you know what, though? The promoters didn't make that much money anyway because everyone broke down the fence and got in free. There's only how many tickets did they actually sell for Woodstock?
I don't know, but if you had one of those tickets, it's worth a lot of money.
But the thing is, with Shawna, I mean, just being at Woodstock increased. Right. You know, they became famous for that, so it worked.
Well, you know, it was 24 hours. Was it 28 or 48? They needed music. They needed acts because they didn't sleep. Right? Wasn't the music round the clock?
Yeah, pretty much.
So was, I mean, they needed
was Peter,
bands.
Paul and Mary there?
What?
Was Peter, Paul, and Mary there? Or, I have no idea.
Nah, they was puffing the magic dragon, man.
Now, Taylor Swift is one thing, and very similar is this whole thing against Barbie now. Like, there's a right-wing, or at least I could say a conservative backlash of that movie because it's like Mike said, you're supporting a powerful woman that's threatened by something, you know. I mean, the movie, like Taylor Swift, that movie wasn't really for me. I thought the message was heavy-handed, but people were really pissed at that movie, especially certain men.
I don't even see how that movie was so heavy-handed.
You know what, though? It doesn't even matter. I don't take my life lessons from movies. I watch movies for their entertainment value. You go in with a blank idea. I don't try, you know, and I just watch, and I'm either entertained or I'm not, and I'm not sitting there judging. Yes, Hollywood is the biggest hypocrites in the world. They're trying to impose morality on people when they're the most immoral people in the world. But I don't care. I'm just watching a story.
I don't mean to sound sexist here, but I don't believe that most men would have watched that movie if Margot Robbie wasn't in it.
You're probably right.
I think it's part of it for sure.
Yeah, and then she gets snubbed.
Well, you know, the thing
I think is, the whole movie should have been snubbed except for like cinematography.
Yeah, or set design.
Box office money. Because, I mean, have an award for like, because I mean, it made over $1 billion.
I think most of the nominations it got,
I'll tell you the truth,
were just for the effort of making the movie.
Listen, I watched the movie The Holdovers. You're like, you guys saw that movie,
love
right?
That movie.
Great movie. Not the movie. Great acting.
Was that the movie we had, Craig?
Yeah, I think it was, but listen, that movie was great movie, great acting, great everything, made $4, okay? So I think I'd rather have my money behind a movie like Barbie, which whether or not, who cares, but it made $1 billion. You know what I'm saying?
It made $1.4 billion.
I'm all about the artistry. I'd love to be in a good, really well-written acting movie.
I don't think you look like Ken.
But if I'm producing, I look like, well, no, because I actually have.
Like, Ken's bodyguard.
Yeah, it'd be like, now, next, here's Ken and his bodyguard.
Excuse me, back away from Ken. Back away from Ken.
It must have been an expensive movie to make.
Yeah, it looks expensive. Well, it's a lot of green.
I don't know. It's a lot of green screen, computer generated. Right? So, yeah. I mean, how expensive is that these days? That's probably
I like pink, but by the end of the movie, I was a little nauseous with it. It was like way too much, I thought.
I'd have to watch it again. I don't even remember it.
Such a powerful woman message? I don't get it.
Because the men took over and the woman took control again, and of course, it was all about empowering women to be their best selves and to be leaders and stuff like that, which I think is an important message.
That's why the right hate it.
But I got to tell you, Taylor Swift does the same thing with her music and how she acts. And I think that's a better example.
Yeah.
Right. I do.
Well, that's it. I don't know if you know this, but Barbie isn't real.
What?
Stop. What do you mean she's not real?
What?
Taylor Swift is real and she's not. I don't want to break it.
You know, I just thought of that. What if they cast Taylor Swift as Barbie? That could have worked.
Wow. There you go.
Right? Think about it. You'd have her music and her. I think it would have made an even bigger hit.
Well, what are your Academy Award picks?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you guys see the new Quiniac poll?
The Quiniac
poll? Biden is up 70% since...
Who's Quiniac? I never even heard of that.
Quiniac poll, whatever it is.
No, Biden's not up 70%. His melatonin is.
No, he's up 70% since... Trumpy had to pay $86 million.
I want some of that money.
Believing that he's a rapist piece of shit.
Well, I think Trump owes us all some money.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Trump hasn't paid anyone anything yet. You know,
and Rudy Giuliani now is crying that Trump has never paid him for his legal fees.
What was that woman's name? JC? What was her name? JC?
Christ.
Penny?
No. That woman who won the, I forget her name, but somebody photoshopped the Trump Tower and put her name on it. It said her name.
Oh, E.G. Carroll. E.G. Carroll.
Yeah. It was E.G. Carroll Tower. That was very funny. Oh,
look at this. This is, again, what we're talking about. Shut the fuck up. You go to court, you lose a case, and they award you $5 million.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you go out and you trash the woman again. And now you have to pay $86 million or $83 million.
And he doesn't really care because he's not paying. We'll see if he actually pays. We'll see if he comes across with the dough.
He doesn't really care because he's banking on winning the president, being president, or Nikki Haley winning, and they're going to pardon him anyway.
Yeah, he plans on being the dictator.
Nikki Haley will never pardon him.
You want to bet?
No. Not after this, last week of him being a shitbag to her.
Yeah, but that's part of the
scam. Did you know, you guys probably didn't know, but she was in charge of security at the January 6th thing. Did you know that Nikki Haley was, according to Trump, Nikki Haley was the one who was in charge of calling for the National Guard and everything?
Oh, he's trying to put it on her.
Have you seen the viral video of the five stupidest things that Trump has said?
I don't know. I'm afraid to type in anything.
Only viral. Five?
Oh, my God. They're my...
Do you have them?
In 1776, the ramparts were so strong that they locked down every airport in the country.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
And then says, I got these stealth jets. You know what stealth means? Stealth means they're invisible. They can't be. I say, well, how do you fly these? And people say, well, you can't see them, so you can't fight them.
Yeah, it gets Wonder Woman to fly them.
Stealth means that they're invisible on radar.
You know, tell me the truth. Don't you expect them to go, bang?
Puerto Rico, people don't understand. It's an island surrounded by big, beautiful water.
And isn't that's an oddity? An island surrounded by water.
Big,
beautiful. Throw him some paper towels.
There you go. We're hammering this guy today.
He deserves to get hammered.
It's just unbelievable.
I think it's worth noting, and I say this all the time, and the line gets blurry. You know, I've grown up, and I always recognize that, you know, if you're going to be a person on this planet, not many people are all progressive. Not everybody's all conservative.
No,
we all have our toes dipped in different pools on different things.
Sure. No, listen, but Republicans have a lot of good points, and even conservatives have a lot of good ideas and a lot of good points. But what Trump and his followers, they're not conservatives and they're not Republicans. Yeah. They're a different breed. They're a different thing altogether.
Is that MAGA, right?
Sorry.
I have nothing against conservatives.
To make the border a lot better. It's bipartisan, and Trump calls his Republican, says, don't vote for it. I want to campaign on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is but that's all about the money and power thing again. They just want money and power.
Well, I saw something today, and somebody said this, and I forget where it was. I think I saw it on TikTok. They said the Republicans aren't interested in governing. They're interested in ruling, and there's a difference. They want to rule the government. They don't want to govern.
Well, I think anybody who's in politics, especially high politics, is all about the power and money anyway. I don't care who you are.
No, it's the truth. I mean, why would anyone want to be president? It's got to be the worst fucking job that you can get.
For the power and the prestige and the money and the legacy. That's it.
That's it. That's it. I mean, if there's somebody out there who really believes in their heart, I can solve the problems of this country, I can whatever, that's great. But, you know.
Look at Jimmy Carter. What a great example.
Jimmy Carter, is probably one of the only presidents in our life. Maybe besides, I think Obama had good intentions, but I think Jimmy Carter probably the most decent president we've ever had.
You know who else is having a great post president?
And he went down at the time as the worst president we've ever had.
Yeah.
Who, Obama?
Jimmy Carter, because he didn't know how to play the political game. And, you know, they made him look bad. They made him purposely look bad because he's a decent, God-fearing, loving human being.
We had the whole hostage situation when he was
that
president.
Killed him. Yeah, that killed him.
That killed him. And
but you know what, though? They stabbed him in the back with that. This is what people don't know, is that the Reagan people went behind the back to the Iranians and said, listen, you know what? He talked all this tough game, but the minute they released the hostages because Reagan had some backdoor deal with them.
I just think it's so funny how the real conservatives think of Ronald Reagan. I'm sure they carry like holy pictures of Ronald Reagan in their wallets.
Oh, yeah.
Like they think he's the Messiah.
Jesus and Reagan. But you know what? They don't even believe in his ideals anymore. Reagan, you know, the Reagan Republicans are far and few in between. You know, those are the regular Republicans. They're not these MAGA things, whatever these.
No. Yeah, I think the last regular Republican was
John McCain.
His name John McCain.
Yeah,
he was the last one. And you know what? I came really close to voting for him in 2008 until he got Sarah Palin, and then I was like, nah, I can't vote for this.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, guys like that had a lot of legitimate.
Thought, she's a woman. People will vote for her because she's a woman.
Listen, McCain, Reagan made a lot of mistakes. McCain, all these guys. But they or at least believed in their hearts what they were talking about.
McCain
had
legitimate, he saved Obamacare, man.
They had legitimate reasons for thinking and doing the things they did. Not like today where it's like a cult of personality. They're following today. They follow Trump because it's like they're brainwashed.
What's so crazy to me is, and I always say this to my kids, you guys are probably even, maybe you guys don't even remember this, but when I was growing up, back in the 1800s.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm not good at.
And when I was growing up, seriously,
all the right ones said to me.
And he left.
One day
just like
I was chopping wood with George Washington.
Yeah, that's isn't this the cherry tree, George?
What happened was when I was growing up, it's like Republicans and Democrats hated each other at election time. And as soon as the election was over, no matter who won, everyone was now an American.
They worked together. The yes.
And my kids will never know that.
No.
No, I think it'll come back. I think this is just sooner or later.
I don't know, Mike.
Things are just everything. You know, either that or this country is going to just die. It's going to fade away. But it's either we have to come together. There's too many people that don't believe, you know, the things that whatever. It's either come together or I don't think the country will survive.
About 6 months into Trump's presidency, a good friend of mine, I was talking to him, and I happened to be inebriated at the time. And we're talking on the phone, and I said some things that were anti-Trump. And he goes, dude, get over it. He's our president. You got to support him. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you high? I'm definitely high, but are you higher than me? No, I mean, there's some things, you know.
Well, you know what? This election is going to tell a lot. I want to see how many votes he actually gets this time. And you know, because it's like there are a lot of Republicans that won't vote for him. And I know they're out there. And we'll see if they actually stay that. Because I think they understand that this guy wants to be a dictator. He's not just going to be president. He wants to be a dictator. And he wants to, you know, every crime he's ever committed.
This is the other thing, too. It's like, so what they're afraid of, when I've been reading a lot of stuff, I got to take this call. I'm sorry, man. This is really important. Mute.
Is it Biden? Is Hello? It Taylor Swift?
Hello? Taylor Swift. Shake it off, John. Shake it off.
Hey, Crash, mute him. Mute John. Mute him. So we don't. That's it. We don't want to hear his business over the phone.
Yeah. Oh, his business.
How's my prostate? Okay. Yes.
Don't say that on the air. All right. So I have I had a joke I couldn't get in. I'm gonna do it now since we're in one-to-one territory.
Oh, call back.
No, yeah. Well, I couldn't get it in because you guys were going on the topic and I didn't want to stop you. But you were talking about, you know, Trump never bombed anybody. I was going to see the only bombs that Trump has dropped are in his diaper. Thank you. All week. That's a good one.
I don't understand it, because the truth is that, like I said, I've lost a lot of people I would have considered friends over all of this. And it's not a politics. It's morality.
I agree.
You listen to what this guy stands for, the things he says, and I don't care. You have to come to that conclusion. You say he's a racist, he's a sexist, he's a xenophobe, you know, he's all of these things, and they'll go, show me the proof. And then you show them the proof, and then they go, oh,
do your research.
Do your research.
Do your research.
And you show them the proof, and then they still don't believe it. And it's like, you know, there's nothing that we can say. You refuse to see the truth. So you know what? Go and keep living your little fantasy and see where it gets you.
The one good thing that happened, and I'm going to be honest about this, the good thing that happened to me with Trump being in office, mm-hmm. it really made me reexamine my views on just about everything. And I came to the conclusion, like I just mentioned earlier, that I do have some conservative stances and I do have some progressive stances. I'm not a one trick pony, and I don't think a lot of people are. And I think if we concentrated more on what we share,
mm-hmm.
than what separates us, that's the key. But you know what? The powers that be, whoever they are, whether they be Russian bots or Chinese people, yes. on TikTok, Chinese influence on TikTok,
yeah.
or the news media, don't want us agreeing. They want us fighting.
No, because it's divide and conquer. That's the main, that is the ingredient of how you win. Everyone ever said, this country will never be conquered from the outside, only from the inside. So you
it's
have to happened. Cause division.
It's yeah. happening already.
I don't think so. I think that sooner or later we'll come together again, that people realize the truth, and they'll say, now maybe not these, you know,
the pandemic couldn't even bring us together. A worldwide pandemic separated us. That really shocked me. They took political issues on all the items, yes, of the pandemic,
because that's when these politicians and the news people and everything were working their hardest to make sure we stayed divided.
And they're going
to
keep on doing that.
They may keep on doing it, but I think people are starting to realize, see, it's only so long that you can keep up the illusion. And I'm saying, you know, CNN, MSNBC, you know, Fox, they're all the same. It's like they've just chosen their sides, but they're making their money by keeping people afraid, by keeping whatever. And that's what they do. It's not like they're telling some vast truths or anything like that. They make money by keeping us divided.
One of my favorite movies, well, not one of my favorite movies, but a movie I enjoyed prior to this pandemic was a movie with Rene Russo and Dustin Hoffman. It was called Outbreak. And it was all about this virus that spread in this little town.
Yeah.
If they couldn't isolate it, they're going to have to nuke the town.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of extreme, but Dustin Hoffman is racing to find this monkey.
Did you know that's how you can end a hurricane that way? If you
know. I know. He's racing to find this monkey, which was like the ground zero thing. And they, you know, and the thing is they find him at the end. They make the vaccine. Everybody takes it. End of movie. Everybody's happy. And I'm like, if that was in real life in 2020, 60% of the people wouldn't take the vaccine and would rather die.
And you know what? Good riddance to him. Honestly, I'm serious. It's
I can't
you know
say
what?
That. I can't
maybe,
say that.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's time to thin the, as my buddy Blake Clark would say, it's time to thin the herd.
If you need to Blake Clark
on a bottle of shampoo, maybe we don't. It's time to thin the herd. Blake Clark.
We should get him back on the show because I recently just saw him on an episode of The Greatest American Hero. I was like, it's Blake Clark.
He's been around a long time, Blake.
Yeah, I would like to talk to him. How was working with Stephen Canal? Did the super suit really look silly in person? You know, I would ask him questions like that.
But no, I mean, you know, whatever. Listen, keeping people divided makes money. It's whatever. It
sells hats.
But sooner or later, I think that people, and I think it's already happening. See, all you hear about is fringe people. You only hear about the nuts. You only hear, and that's on both sides. You hear about the psychos, the nuts, and this and that. Nobody's out there reporting going, hey, you know what? There was a beautiful peace and harmony. People are together all the time, and it's like they're not fighting each other. They're not whatever. It's only you just hear about the psychos.
Now, I dare you to say what you just said about John to his face. Now he's back. Go.
I had to schedule my surgery. I'm sorry.
You sure?
So you're having another youth serum? Is that the
having my prostate steam cleaned?
Oh man, I would do that for free.
Stanley Steamer's coming over, and they're gonna.
I'm having surgery too. I am. I'm getting cataract surgery.
Well, I just had. Oh. I'll tell you, I just had, and you may not consider it, but I had a busted tooth, and it had to get extracted. They consider that, and she butchered my mouth like no tomorrow.
Oh, that hurts. No, that's a real deal.
Oh my god!
The worst part is having a tooth pulled. It is the worst sound in the world, and it's the most barbaric thing.
Yeah, but this
when you hear it, just, like the crack.
But see, this wasn't just a tooth pulled. See, a tooth you pull out one piece. This was a broken tooth, so she had to go in with this saw thing, and she like sawed it into pieces, and then went in with a pry thing and pried out the pieces. And then stitch. I got stitches in my, you know, and it's like
very barbaric.
I'd rather have my prostate steamed.
It's very barbaric. The only thing that helps that is leeches.
Leeches.
All right, you know, I had probably the worst surgery ever. I got what they called an inverse root canal. They couldn't do it from the bottom of the tooth, so they cut open my gum and they did it from the root down. And the thing is, in order for them to do that, I had to have my head off the, side of the table, hanging upside down.
I'm sorry, pull the tooth. I don't want the tooth anyway.
I had a root canal once where they jabbed me with Novocaine at least 10 times and couldn't numb it. So the dentist looked at me and said, "You got two choices. I can do it without anesthesia."
Wait.
He goes, "Or I have to inject the Novocaine directly into the nerve."
Ooh.
And he goes, and it's going to feel like for a fraction of a second that your head explodes. And oh my God. Oh my God. I go, just do it. And it was like, somebody took 1,000 volts and stuck it in through my, I can't even tell you where it happened.
There is nothing more painful than fucking dental. But let me ask you this.
And then it was fine. And then it was,
let me ask you this question. What is with dental insurance? It's like a coupon. It covers nothing.
No,
I paid $700 to have a tooth extract, and that I have insurance. Yeah. It's like having a coup. It's worthless. Dentists, I hate dentists with a passion. Matter of fact, if I'm at a show, I'm going to start asking, hey, are there any dentists out there? And act like I'm going to be their buddy. And then I'm going to beat the shit out of them. I'm going to go out to the audience and beat the shit out of them.
My Part B on Medicare isn't bad. I get $2,000.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky, you get the Medicare. I get that in 2 years. Or actually, a year. I get it a year and 3 months.
How old are you?
63. I'll be 64 in April.
But don't you have to pay extra to cover the dental, though? You don't just get dental free.
I have an auxiliary, you know, like a Part B program. And where I live in Florida, everything is health first. It's only $30 a month, and it covers everything. I had my hip surgery, nothing.
$30. Everything's like
$30.
I'm having a heart transplant. How much? $30.
Walks in with a rusty saw. $30.
You're like the same age as Chris.
John's got a guy behind the car. Out of his trunk of his car.
Yeah.
So you have to wait till you're 66.
You can't get it till you're 66?
You can't get it? No. What year were you born?
60.
Yeah, you can't get it till you're 66.
Why 66?
Route 66. They raise the rate. They raise the age.
I might not live till 66. I need my Medicare.
Okay, if you want my MTV. Were born.
I want to know about these $30 doctors, John.
We've done a lot of shows.
66.
What
age? For Medicare.
I was just going to say, we've done a lot of shows, but the topics we covered here are quite diverse. We've gone from vampires to Medicare to Trump.
Yes.
To it's been crazy.
Retirement age calculator.
I want to get a $30 doctor. Do you really want a $30 doctor? I don't know about that. I mean, I'd rather pay a little more. I want to know if you guys got a degree. John.
It's me, Dr. Smith.
We pulled up in a shady area, and out of the guy's trunk, he did surf.
Wait. This is earth-shattering.
Earth-shattering.
Collect until you're 67.
Me?
67.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's also when I get my full Social Security at 67.
Yeah. Well, you can't get Medicare until you get Social Security.
That's fine.
67.
I'll make it.
But you'll never have a $30 doctor, because even by then, the
it's not a $30 doctor. It's they pay your Medicare to
that'd be a great movie.
Health First, and then Health First pays your bills. Yeah. So, like, if I go to my doctor, it doesn't cost me anything.
This is something why I understand why conservatives hate liberals, and I get this because it's like, so if I'm poor, if I have no money, I can go on Medicare, Medicaid, or Medicaid, and get all of this done for free. But if I'm making a living and I'm whatever and I got insurance, I've got to pay through the nose. So it's like it really is bullshit. It's like
More bullshit than anybody. They people serve who for don't 4 contribute years, they get health insurance for the rest of their lives.
People who don't contribute anything to the system wind up getting more than people have been contributing all their life. And I understand why that pisses people off.
You pay through the nose, John pays through the prostate.
I paid,
but it's only $30, so it's easy. And he pays in quarters.
How about the fact that you pay tax? How about the fact you pay taxes your entire life?
Yeah.
To the IRS, then you get money from the IRS, and you pay taxes again on the money that they're giving you,
which is bullshit. Yeah. That money should not be taxed. Social Security should not be taxed.
You know, I mean, that's crazy.
And I love the way that this is the Republican saying what do they call Social Security and all these things? They're like
entitlements.
Entitlement. It's not an entitlement. It's even Reagan. I love Reagan come up and said, this has nothing to do with entitlement. It's not
paying into it our whole lives. It's our own money we're getting back.
They're just trying to steal it so that, you know, it's like the greed of some people. It's just unbelievable.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're getting the timeout sign. We'll wrap it up. Stretch, wrap it up. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're hit. We must have hit magic time, which is unbelievable. It went by like
either that or a really vampire. Fast. Either that or a vampire just entered. Let me get the kid.
Hello, it's me, the vampire.
You got holy water in that kid, I hope.
I got holy water and mustard seeds.
Yeah, and mustard seeds.
Yeah, I don't.
They can't just have a hot dog in a Dodger game.
That just confuses them. They got to count it. I love it. So it's like rain vampire.
That's where they got the count from. 1, 2, 3.
All right. I guess we're out of time, John. Say goodbye, John boy.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. See you next week.
Goodbye. Well, that's right. This is the Big Bad Broadcast wrap up. And you can see us anywhere or hear us anywhere you get your podcast on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Playground, Spotify. Your mother's
Audible, not your mother. Audible.
Your sister's Audible. Big yak.
So all right, that's it. Until next week, and we got some great shows coming up. Right
next week, we have John Manfilotti.
That's right, from Men of a Certain Age. He's in Ray's movie somewhere in Queens.
Yep.
He was a reoccurring character on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yep.
And I love it.
Comic strip in Fort
Lauderdale. A really funny comedian.
And a fantastic guy.
Love John Manfilotti. And then the following week,
we have Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Jackie the Joke makes his big return to the Big Bad Broadcast.
And then we have coming up, we have
Kathy Ladman.
On the 29th, we have Kathy Ladman on Leap Day.
That's it.
Very funny. Check out her work on
Mark your calendars.
On everything. She's very, very funny.
Then we have. No, that's it. All right, guys.
Peace.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.